Oh, revive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do some mic tests.
Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. I'm Dr. Melissa West. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And I'll put the microphone on this time so I can hear.
Hello and welcome to our holiday yin yoga special. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, I can hear it, so I think it's working.
Oh, hello to Ariane. Happy holidays from Ariane in California.
Hello, Ariane in California. Are we going to start?
It's like we're like 18 minutes early here. So, no, we're not
going to
start.
Okay. We're going to start in a few minutes. Thank you to the people that are already joining in. We're just doing some sound tests right now. And we'll probably start, we're not going to do chit-chat at quarter to?
Yeah, you can start chit-chatting now if you want.
Well, that's what I was asking. Okay, so we're going to do some chit-chat now until the top of the hour, and at 9 a.m. Pacific, we will start the class. So if you're joining us, say hello where you're joining us from in the comments, and let me know what you've been up to over the holidays. I would love to hear from you in the comments. Say hello where you're joining us from, and what is your most favorite memory from the holidays? That would be wonderful. I'm joining you from Victoria, BC this morning. It is so dark here this morning. I don't think the sun has even come up yet, or if it has, it's behind very dark clouds right now. So it feels like nighttime here still. Tim and I are just back from Salt Spring Island yesterday afternoon. We just got back from 5 days on Salt Spring, which was a wonderful rest and respite. For those of you that are subscribed to my secondary channel, Yoga Lifestyle with Melissa, you will see all about the time that we had on Salt Spring on the vlog on Monday. It was just a wonderful 5 days away just to rest and restore. Honestly, all we did was lie in front of the fire in the cabin that we stayed at, and I read a lot and just rested. We really needed that, both of us. I think Tim slept way more than me even. It was really, really great. And it was nice for Trinity to have that too. I think that, you know, there's a lot that those of you who have children know, there's a lot demanded of our children these days, especially at any age. Our daughter's in high school now, and, you know, there's a lot demanded of her. And it was just nice for her to be able to get away and to have that time to rest as well. That's Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us. Nice to see you here. So if you're joining us, let us know where you're connecting from in the comments, and also tell me a little bit about your holidays so far. And we're just reminiscing on the holidays. And I have some questions here just to take us to the top of the hour. And then at 9 a.m. we will start the actual yoga class. So the rumor has it that I am doing a 30-day yoga challenge in January, and that is true. Starting on January 1st, we are going to be doing a 30-day yoga challenge on my secondary channel, so not on this channel, on the other channel. And that will be 30 days of answering some most frequently asked questions about yoga. And it's going to be really fun, not really a huge commitment for anybody. It'll just be more show up, and they're going to be about 5-minute videos. Some days are going to be a little longer. Some days will have a short little yoga sequence in them. Most days it'll be just answering a frequently asked question like, you know, what are the benefits of yoga? Why would I want to practice yoga? How can I start a home practice? How do I clean my yoga mat? Really nothing too high pressure, besides the fact that I have to put a video out every day. So that's going to be coming out on the secondary channel. All you have to do is make sure you subscribe to my yoga lifestyle channel, and those will show up in your stream. Turn on that little bell, otherwise they don't show up in your stream. And they're only about 5 minutes, so those will be great to receive. Also, the nice thing about them is that they'll point you to longer videos as well. Those of you who are members of our membership community, we are gearing up to do a five day transition into the new year retreat starting on Sunday, on New Year's Eve. This is the first of 7 live classes that I'm going to be doing over the next week, or 10, I think, actually. 10 live classes that I'm going to be doing over the next week. So for our members, they always get the premium content, the most value-added content. So we're going to be taking them through a transition into the new year, going to be doing a live class for them every day over those 5 days. Some days they get 2 live classes. Sunday they're getting 2 live classes. Monday they're getting 2 live classes. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're getting 1 live class each day. Hi, Heidi in New York. Thank you so much for joining us. And on Sunday, they're getting 2 live 2-hour yin classes. On Monday, they're getting those are regularly scheduled. At the end of the month, they get a 2-hour yin workshop. And then on Tuesday, they're getting their regularly scheduled meditation classes, 1.5 hours. And then the rest of the week, they're going to get 2-hour yin classes. And we're going to be going through, we're going to start with a pause because there's sort of a tendency to rush headlong into the new year. Then we're going to open to the mystery of the new year because there's also a tendency to really want to figure everything out. Then we're going to reflect back on the new year and grieve the losses of the new year, because we also want to, part of figuring everything out is to want to resolve everything. And the truth is, human beings, as the Buddha says, is that there is suffering and there always will be. We'll never have resolution. So we open to the unresolved things. And then we will look at what brought us contentment in the past year. And then we will open to our aspirations for the new year. So that is the scope of the retreat. Considering the cost of the membership, it's, you know, the cost of retreats are horribly expensive. They're just, I think for most people, they're just not really economically feasible. But even when you look at the cost of our membership, I feel like it more than pays for the retreat, that 5-day retreat, what you get out of that. So, it's incredible value, and that's just part of your membership. So I think it's going to be an amazing 5 days. I know I was doing retreats sort of every month, but they were just so intense that I've spread them out so that they're just twice a year now, because it was just too much. I mean, people just can't go through that in-depth level of transformation too so often. It's just too much. So that's starting on Sunday, and I've really been preparing for that physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually this whole month, just taking a lot of time to rest. That was part of going away, so that I would really have that respite before I came and led these, 10 days of leading live classes is a lot. And also being able to hold space for those 5 days too, just making sure that I was mentally and emotionally and spiritually and energetically prepared for that too. So that's that. So if you're a member, I think a lot of people that are here are actually members. Do take advantage of that. It's going to be an incredible 5 days. And there's also tons of beautiful recipes there from Linda. Have a scroll through the retreat and just choose out, just choose maybe one or two nice things to make. I put tons of recipes on there to, breakfast, lunch, and dinner each day to inspire you, but not to overwhelm you. It just, the recipes, the photos are beautiful from the recipes that Linda makes for us. So they add to the aesthetic and they just make the whole retreat feel very homey. But it's not to make it overwhelming and to make this retreat another big, huge to-do list. Is to inspire you. So for myself, what I did is I went in and I chose to make the buckwheat pancakes. They're so good, and the buckwheat porridge. So that was the buckwheat is a gluten-free grain that I wanted to incorporate more into my diet. So I went and I got the grains and the buckwheat flour, and I've made those. And so sometimes just trying one new thing can be inspiring, but trying lots of new things can be very overwhelming. And we have lots of delicious and nourishing soups on the retreat, which is really nice this time of year. Very much less hard on the digestive system, especially as we're coming out of the Christmas holidays. Our digestive system has been quite overwhelmed, I think. And so having those soups, they're very easy on the digestive system. And I know, especially for us, when we were away on Salt Spring and we just, I don't know, just one big Christmas dinner and then we had leftovers, but then I think I ate soup the rest of the time just to give my digestive system that break, and it really, really helped. Tim, you have a comment you want me to... I want to say hello to people, yeah.
Say hello to ITZ.
Hello, it's welcome. Welcome, Elka from Holland. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm really looking forward to sharing this holiday yin yoga special that you all requested. And thanks so much to those of you who have been responding to the polls on the community challenge, on the community tab in YouTube. I already put up the next poll for the next live stream, and you can vote between the upper back yin class and the legs yin class for the end of January. It's kind of neck and neck, so you might want to go there and put your vote in. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
And Elka just had some buckwheat quinoa chickpea pancakes.
Wow. Buckwheat quinoa chickpea pancakes. That sounds really yummy. Okay, what time are we at here? We got 6 minutes before we're going to start. If you have any questions or comments, let them be in the comments box now. We can talk, chit chat now. Once the class starts, we'll go into quiet mode so you can be in your practice. But I love chatting with you now.
Ariane made a carrot sweet potato soup.
Carrot sweet potato soup. That sounds really yummy.
Hello, Kyla.
Hello, Kyla. Kyla made muffins this morning, so those muffins. Yeah, so on the retreat, we have muffins. Ask Kyla what muffins she made, because I didn't make muffins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody hits the thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you so much for pressing the thumbs up button. And we have a recipe for muffins. I think they're apple sauce muffins or apple pie muffins, maybe. Yeah. So they look really delicious. And all the recipes in the retreat are seasonal recipes and very nourishing for this time of year. In the comments, just type the city that you're joining us from so we know where you're connecting from in the world. And so the soup that I made over the holidays, super easy soup. It was a red lentil and carrot soup. Very nourishing, high in protein, and very easy on the digestive system too. I soaked the red lentils for 2 days actually, which is a long time for red lentils because they don't take long to soak, but it makes them much more easy to digest, as I'm sure all of you know. I don't have to tell any of you that kind of stuff. You're all experts on that.
Becky said we're making her hungry in the UK.
Yes, Becky, that would be dinner time at her place. You guys can let me know what you're going to have for dinner in Europe.
So is Stephanie. Stephanie's getting hungry. Kyla made the apple pie muffins with flour and almond.
Kyla made the apple pie muffins with, so they're made with buckwheat flour and almond. So Linda is celiac, the woman that does the recipes for us in our membership community. She's celiac, so she makes these wonderful gluten-free recipes, which is amazing. She has a whole cookbook out, but it's not in English. But she does all the recipes on the membership community in English.
She's from Holland?
Yeah, she's from the Netherlands. Yeah.
Elka's from the from the Netherlands.
Elka's from the Netherlands.
And we've got Donna here from Donna Swaby from Glasgow.
Donna's here from Glasgow. I know Donna's going to be doing some of the retreat too.
Apparently, we're getting thank yous for the beautiful video and the goodies from the bakeries that we did recently.
people like the bakery videos. Okay, we have 3 more minutes until we start. Just so you know, we're going to be starting with our legs up the wall, so you might want to get your mat situated so you can start with your legs up the wall, and you can even start like that so that as I'm doing the intro, all the intro stuff, that you can already have your legs up the wall. Extra time there is not going to hurt you. Oh, Linda, we've been singing the praises of your recipes all morning.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh my goodness. we like Brussels sprouts a lot. Yeah, we eat them a lot.
That's hilarious.
I like to ask people how they cook their Brussels sprouts because sometimes they can be really bitter. I like to cook them with a bit of honey in them and balsamic vinegar and salt. I really like salt. I cook with quite a bit of salt actually.
Tofu and vegetable curry for tea tonight with chana dal and mushroom rice.
Oh my gosh, now, okay, Pumpkin Pants, you're making me want to have Indian for dinner now.
And Jennifer is from,
it's only breakfast and we're already thinking about dinner.
Jennifer's our neighbor just in Washington State.
Uh-huh.
Very day, I'm sure, there.
Is that Jennifer who we met? She came and visited us here?
Jennifer Glasnich, I
don't
think so.
Are you sure?
Oh, you'll be right. My memory's not very good. She likes them steamed or stir-fried.
Stir-fried.
Yeah.
You know, they're good. They're really good stir-fried if you... I only started doing this year where you actually slice them really thin. We're talking about Brussels sprouts now. Where you slice the Brussels sprouts really thin and then you just fry them up. And then they're almost like a green stir-fried. I like them like that.
Jane Monroe's here and Donna Parks.
Hello, Jane, and hello, Donna. Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Press the like button if you're joining us. And thank you for pressing that like button. We really appreciate that. Can you press it multiple times on a live stream?
I don't think it makes a difference.
I mean, like, you can do that in a Facebook live stream or in a Insta live. It's not the same. It's like a one and done.
Yeah, I think it's a one and done. Yeah, no, Jennifer. She came and visited. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer came and visited, and we had such good sushi when she came at the, Abizio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So good.
It's just really short.
Yeah, but we didn't get to go for ice cream at Kid Sister because it was closed. I will always remember about Kid Sister. And
yeah, Pumpkin Pants is still right. She has pumpkin in her curry.
Pumpkin Pants has... Pumpkin curry is really good.
Oh. tortillas to go with grilled veggies.
Barley and quinoa tortillas. My God, you guys are all good cooks. We should be starting a cooking channel and getting you guys to collaborate with us.
And steam them for 7 minutes. I had them in a Vietnamese restaurant yesterday. They're amazing.
What? Brussels sprouts? Vietnamese Brussels sprouts. Now, I need to look up a recipe for that. I love Vietnamese food.
Yeah.
We like doing the bowls with the noodles and then the, you know, Tim doesn't really like it that much, but Trinity, yeah, I do. The noodles and the lettuce and the carrots and the, you know,
yeah.
And then the sweet sauce on it.
Well, guess what time it is?
It's time to stop talking about food and start doing some yoga.
Lots of
people steam them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Small ones cooked for the shortest time, Jane Monroe.
Wow, you guys. Small ones, then they wouldn't be as bitter, I bet. Okay.
Well, it's 9 o'clock.
Are you going to cut all this talk about food out after when you put, or is it all going to be there?
You get to keep the whole thing. Anybody joining, I better have eaten.
Yeah. You're going to know why we made this video now. Okay.
Oh, wow. It's cooking a souffle.
Who's cooking a souffle?
ITZ space R.
Oh, my gosh.
And Linda's getting hungry. That's just later in the day for Linda.
Alrighty. Here we go. The official start. The end of the talking of food for now. So now we know what we should be doing on the vlogs more.
Cooking.
Food. Food-related videos. Forget hiking unless we're going to bring a picnic.
Oh, well, this is cooking sprouts will make them better.
Overcooking them. Yeah, they taste really good when you... we like roasting them. That's how we eat them usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Who knew you could talk about Brussels sprouts for 20 minutes? Okay. So my opening minute here is about overindulging. I feel like maybe you guys only overindulge in Brussels sprouts, which makes this ridiculous. Please tell me you overindulge in something other than Brussels sprouts. Okay. If you feel like you've overindulged this holiday season, then this holiday yin yoga special on detoxing and your liver meridian is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings and to a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. And also a lot of people that know how to cook, especially Brussels sprouts. So if you're new here, I put out a 1 hour yoga video every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, and we do a live class just like this on the last Friday of every single month. So if you're new, press that subscribe button. Be sure to subscribe and press the bell so that you make sure you get the videos in your feed. I have some great content coming for you. On January 5th, we're going to do a yin yoga class for back pain. On January 12th, we're going to do yin yoga for hips and hamstrings. And then on January 19th, I have a collaboration that I'm going to be doing with Heart Alchemy Yoga. Michelle's coming over to my channel. She's going to do a power yoga class for you. And then I'm going over to Michelle's channel, Heart Alchemy Yoga, and I'm going to be doing a yin yoga class for her. So one of the things I said I'm going to be doing this year is bringing in guests that have talents that I don't have, and I'm going to go over to their channels and give them, you know, the specialty that I have. So Michelle's very good at teaching power yoga, so she's going to come on and give you guys some power power yoga, and I'm going to go give them some yin yoga. And then our next live class will be Friday, January 25th. And if you go to the community tab on my channel, if you go to youtube.com/drmelissawest, click on the community tab. I've got a poll there, which may have come up in your feed, and you can vote whether you want yin yoga for upper back for that class or yin yoga for legs. So if any of those classes are of interest to you, be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that it shows up in your feed. And if you like today's class, press the thumbs up button and put "Now I'm ready for the new year" in the comments. I have a testimonial for you today, and it actually came in the snail mail and as a real like live letter, and I actually taped it up on the wall beside my computer. So this is from Heather, and she says, "Dear Melissa, first, thanks so much for the really cool welcome letter you sent way back in August. It's nice to feel part of a like-minded group." So Heather became a member of our community, and when you do that, I send you a welcome card. "I've been meaning to write back to you ever since. You know, life, work, commitments seem to get in the way. You've heard it before, but I want you to know that your classes have had a huge positive impact, particularly on my health. My doctor recommended yoga as a way to help me control high blood pressure. I've been doing your yoga classes every day since March, and it's worked. I've reduced my two meds down to half the original dosage, and on my next visit, I will likely come off two drugs completely. This is amazing, and I am so grateful. My blood pressure has been high for years and has had to be managed through drugs the entire time. To think I'll be off the meds is simply amazing." So there's more, but maybe I'll share it in another class. So thank you so much, Heather, and thanks to all of you who take the time to write real live letters and to share your testimonials on YouTube and on Instagram, Facebook, on my website. And as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our community. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing long black yoga pants and a bamboo top with butterflies on them. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props today. You're going to need a wall. You're going to need a meditation cushion. I recommend two blankets for a yin class, one underneath you for extra padding, one for a prop. You need a bolster, blocks, and a strap, and that should be good. I just recommend getting out all your props when you do a class with me. Okay, we're going to start with legs up the wall. So to get into legs at the wall, you're going to put your butt right against the wall, and then you're going to swing your legs around and bring your legs up the wall. And then what you're going to do is you're going to open your legs wide until you feel sensation on the insides of your thighs, because we want to access the liver meridian, which runs from the big toes on the insides of your legs up the center of your body through the liver. If you have any back pain, you want to just keep your knees slightly bent here. So feel the support of the earth underneath you. Breathe into your low belly. So you're going to slowly bring your legs in and back up to the center. Feel the rebound in your body. The liver is your largest internal organ in your body, and it's responsible for detoxification. The liver is commonly understood to be taxed when it's overfed toxic substances such as sugar, fats, and alcohol. However, the liver organ is overtaxed when we overdo it, generally speaking. And this means taking on more than we can handle physically, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. And if that doesn't sound like the holiday season, then I don't know what does. We're going to stay against the wall here for our next pose. And we're going to do keyhole stretch. So you're going to take your left ankle and cross it over your right thigh, and you're going to bend your right knee just until you feel sensation in the outside of your right thigh and into your right glute. So remember, in a yin class, we come into our posture. We find the appropriate edge. That is, there should be no sharp shooting pain. There should be nothing electric. And also, we should be able to breathe deeply into our belly. And then we stay for a while, and we resolve to be still. We let gravity do the work. We let time do the work. And we get into the deeper tissues of our body. Okay, you're going to release this side from your body. Feel the effect on that left side of your body in particular. And then we're going to do the other side. So this time you'll cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Bend your left knee until you feel sensation on the outside of your right thigh and into your right glute. Our liver sends blood to specific parts of our body, nourishing the tissues. If the liver is healthy, we will have energy to do our daily activities. If not, the blood will not get to our body, and we will feel tired and exhausted. And since we are coming out of the holiday season, where we generally take on too much, most of us will be feeling some amount of fatigue and tiredness. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose. Bring your legs back up the wall again. And just feel the echo of this posture in your body. And then you can bend your knees and roll to your side. You're going to make your way up to a kneeling position. Unless you have issues with your toes, then you can stay lying on the ground and you can use the wall. Maybe I'll actually show the modification first. If you have hammer toes or issues with your toes and you can't do toe stand or toe stretch, then you're going to lie on the ground and press your toes into the wall like this and stretch your toes like that, okay? Otherwise, you're going to join me here for toe stand. And maybe the best way for me to show toe stand is to turn my back to the camera. So you're going to tuck all your toes under. Grab the baby toe, make sure you include that, and sit back on your toes. You can lean forward to take some of the weight of the toes off the toes. And we're going to stay here for maybe about a minute. Chose this one because it's all your meridians start and end in your toes. Start or end in your toes. You're going to slowly come out of this pose. And feel the effects of it. And then you're going to make your way onto your stomach. You may need a block for this pose. Okay, so on your stomach, just wiggle your hips from side to side. So you release your low back. And then you're going to actually bring your right leg up to the side so that we're engaging that liver meridian again. And you're going to walk your elbows up and underneath you. If you have any neck issues, you can always place a block underneath your head here as well. So remember the yin principles of softening and finding ease in the pose as well. Okay, so we're going to slowly lower down here. Feel the rebound, especially in your low back and your inner thigh. And then we're going to do this on the other side. So if this pose aggravates your neck or your back, or it's triggering for you, then you could always do supportive fish pose over the blocks with the one knee out to the side, okay? Don't cause yourself headaches or whatever it causes you. So we're going to bring the left leg up to the side. Remember, option of lowering your head onto the block here as well. And you can also bring your elbows forward a little bit more as well. Okay? Because we're doing this, you're ending up being in this pose for 10 minutes, which is very nourishing for your kidneys as well. So during the holidays, most of us are eating foods that are high in fat, high in sugar, denatured and highly processed. And these lifestyle choices congest the liver and lead to disharmony physically, mentally, and emotionally. So when your liver is balanced, you will feel free of stress and tension, calm, and easily be able to make decisions. Thank you. Okay, we're going to come out of this pose and lie down onto our bellies again. Feel the rebound. And then you're going to push up and back. We're going to come into wide knee child's pose. You could use a bolster between your knees on this one. You want your knees to be wide. We're going for that liver meridian again. So toes together, knees wide, and fold forward here. If this doesn't work for your knees or your ankles, then you can always lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest instead, with your knees wide. Okay, you're slowly going to come out of this pose, and then we will come onto our backs. I'm just going to move my mat. Then you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side, make your way back up to seated, and take that second folded blanket and use it as a prop to help you come into a seated forward fold so that you have just a little bit of elevation. So you'll sit on the edge of your blanket and you're going to take your legs wide again so that we can access that liver meridian. If you have any low back issues, you're going to bend your knees. You're going to bend your knees and you're going to probably just place some pillows underneath them so you're not doing a straight-legged forward fold, okay? And then we're going to come into Dragonfly in Yin or Upavistakonasana. It's called in Hatha Yoga. So your liver is responsible for the healthy flow of chi or energy in your body, and this has a huge impact on your emotional body. If your liver energy is stagnant, you will feel angry, frustrated, depressed, and generally wound up. You might feel like you have pressure in your chest, a lump in your throat, or even you might feel bloated in your belly. Your liver controls your tissues, and when your liver is balanced, you'll be able to move freely, you'll be able to relax and contract with ease. If your liver blood is deficient, you'll become dry and brittle, you'll experience muscle spasms and cramping. So just notice for yourself how this yin yoga sequence is supporting a liver meridian detox, and it's supporting you for new beginnings in your new year. You're going to leave this class with old energy cleansed so that you can move forward in your life with clarity, renewed passion, and purpose. Okay, you're going to slowly bring your legs in. And we'll lie down on our backs and feel the rebound. Feel the chi moving through your body. Okay, so we're going to do one final pose before Shavasana. Bolster. I'm just going to get my bolster. So you place your bolster lengthwise on your mat. You'll have your blocks or cushions so that they support your knees. And we're going to do recline butterfly or recline baddha konasana. So you can bring the soles of your feet together and open your knees. Put the blocks underneath your knees. And you're going to lie back over your bolster. Just adjust the position of the bolster so it's comfortable for your back. And rest over your bolster here. Okay, and then from here, you're going to draw your knees in, roll to your side, take your blocks off to the side, and take your bolster from behind your back and place it underneath your knees and rest down for Shavasana. So you're going to stay resting in Shavasana, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem to close out your Shavasana. This poem is called Morning at Blackwater by Mary Oliver, and it's from her collection of poems called Devotion. It's almost dawn, and the usual half miracle begins. Within my own personal body, as the light enters the gates of the east and climbs into the fields of the sky, and the birds lift their very unimportant heads from the branches and begin to sing, and the insects too, and the rustling leaves, and even the most common of earthly things, the grass can't let it begin. Another morning without making some comment of the gladness respiring softly with the honey of their golden bodies, and the white blossom of the swamp honeysuckle hovering just where the path and the pond almost meet. Shake from the folds of their bodies such happiness as it enters the air, as fragrance, the day's first pale and elegant affirmation. And the old gods liked it so well, they say, the sweet odor of prayer. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And then slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish with our mantra to gather the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for this live class. If you made it all the way to the end, put "now I'm ready for the new year" and "I love Brussels sprouts" in the comments. Everybody will wonder what the heck. Our next live class is It's going to be, what's the last Friday in January? Can you look on your calendar? It's the last Friday in January at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure you go to youtube.com/drmelissawest, click on the community tab, and vote what you want for the next one. Do you want yoga for upper back or yoga for legs? 26th. It's the 26th of January. Thank you so much to our generous donators who make thank you so much for the generous donators who make this podcast possible. If it wasn't for your donations, we would not be able to continue offering these. They are freely given, but they're not free to produce. So thank you, Diane from Nova Scotia, Paige from Italy, Mandy, Donna, and everybody. Also, every December, I take the month of December and I commit myself to a charity, and the last 2 years I've done December, and many of you have also donated to that campaign. So thank you all of you who donated to December. I'm almost done that now. And thanks Tim for doing all the photos for that as well. So preparing for the new year is not something that you can just do in one yoga video. I'm going to share with you a good, better, and best way to do that. So a good way to do that is to join us for our yoga class every single Friday. So to do that, make sure you're subscribed to our channel. So just subscribe and click that little bell, and every Friday we release a video and it will show up in your feed if you do that. You can also join our mailing list. I will send you out a yoga for anxiety series, a 7-day challenge. If you want to go to melissawest.com/anxiety, and we will send you seven day series of our best yoga videos for anxiety. You can go and receive that. But the best way to transition into the new year is to become a member. We have a 5-day transition into the new year retreat coming on Sunday. And that, if you're a member, you can transition into the new year with that. We have recipes that we spent 20 minutes talking about at the beginning of this. We have yin yoga classes, meditations, restorative yoga, and we will be meeting live, and there's a forum to support you with that as well. So I'll put the link for that for members in the show notes. If you click show more, you'll see that, and that starts on the 31st and it goes to the Thursday after the 31st. I think it goes to the 5th. Yeah, and if you're not a member, you can sign up, become a member, and you'll get lots more than just that retreat as well. So, Tim's given me a list of names to say hello to here.
I missed somebody. I apologize.
Yes. And if there are any questions or comments, we can I can stay here for a few minutes and say hello to everybody. So I'm saying thank you so much to all of you for joining us. Thank you to Sherelle, Marina, Elka, Melanie, Rick, Valencia, Nikki, Barbara, Itza, Linda, Jane, Donna, Jennifer, Stephanie. Wow, lots of people here today. Becky, Kyla, Heidi, Ariane, Kaylin, Kasha, and Deborah from coast to coast in the United States, from Canada, Europe, Asia, and South America too. So thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate you being here for the live classes, and it's a pleasure to serve you this way every month on our live classes. Any questions?
Hugs from Italy.
Hugs from Italy. Thank you for joining us from Italy. Any comments? Any thoughts about the liver class? Any comments about the liver detox?
So many people typed in the comments about the Brussels sprouts.
Hilarious. Everybody, the Brussels sprouts was a big thing, huh? Or maybe we're going to have to do a vlog on Brussels sprouts. Maybe we can hunt down Brussels sprouts in Victoria, do a Brussels sprouts vlog. Well, I love Brussels sprouts. Yeah, maybe we'll do some Brussels sprouts videos. Maybe we need to pop that in the 30-day challenge somehow on the other channel. Seems like it's a thing. Oh, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you all. I look forward to those of you that are members joining in with you on the New Year retreat. It's going to be a wonderful retreat.
Both Nikki's.
Wow. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Nikki's. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and have a wonderful... Oh, Jane had a headache for 3 days. So this is interesting. The liver meridian is wonderful for releasing headaches. If you have headaches, often it can be stagnant, stuck energy. And yeah, the liver meridian, if you ever have headaches, liver meridian classes are excellent for that. So I'm glad your headache is gone, Jane.
There's lots of people here sick with gastro, including herself. This really gently felt good. Any suggestions for other postures for people with gastro?
What was her name again?
It's Deborah.
Deborah wanted to know for gastro issues. Okay. So one thing that I really like for gastro issues, a lot of people, when you go to yoga classes, you see around any classes for digestions, you often see people, teachers, yoga teachers, giving you a lot of poses with twists. And I think if your digestive system is upset, it's like too much if your digestive system is upset. So I personally, when my digestive system is upset, prefer side bends. Because what the side bends do is they lengthen and relax your large intestines, your small intestines, and colon. So what I would suggest, and then it gets into the gallbladder, which is instrumental in your digestive system. You can look it up. You can look up the role of the gallbladder in your digestive system. But I really do think that side bends are really important. So what I would suggest, because it's like there's a cramping, And I need to do more research on this, but I do feel that doing side bends and relaxing your digestive system is really important. So what I would suggest is taking a pose. So if we're going to talk about a yin pose, I would suggest taking banana asana. So just taking both legs to the left side of your mat and taking both arms overhead. And then side bending to the left and holding that pose for 5 minutes on one side. And then you'll see what happens is that your ascending colon gets lengthened out and it will relax. And then come back to the middle, rest for about a minute in the middle like we do. Feel the rebound and then do the whole thing over to the other side. Hold for 5 minutes here. And then come back to the center. So twists are good, but I think that often they're like a little aggressive. It's the way of often, you know, it's like the way of our culture is that what we like to do is fight things. And I really think that being aggressive with things and fighting things isn't the way to go. It's we need to come to our bodies with tenderness and kindness. And so the side bends are a way to come to our digestive system in a much more kind, tender, relaxed way, and create some ease and relaxation there. So what does Deborah think of that answer?
Oh, she hasn't replied yet. I also thought, what about taking the knees up into chest? That's to note the balance. And Zlatan from Sarajevo says, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, so knees to chest again is that, like, it's, you'll see that a lot. It's a very good pose for digestion, absolutely. And it's like the number one pose for digestion, for constipation. So I would like to know kind of more what Deborah means by gastro issues, if she means constipation. But oftentimes when people are talking about constipation issues, it can be like stomach upset, and it can be, if she means more on the fiery side and more like stomach upset, you start adding twists and weight to that, it's gonna hurt. So you need to create some ease. So even doing a child's pose would be a little easier, and then a side bend in child's pose to create that length again through the colon. So I think, again, it comes under that response of, we really don't need to, you know, go gangbusters on our body. You know, we often want to fight our body when things are going wrong, but we want to approach our body with the tenderness and the kindness that we would. You know, what if a baby had colic? Would you start would you start hammering on their poor, their little tummy? No, you would gently rub their tummy. And it's the same thing that I think we need to be like that with ourselves as adults as well. You know, if we have a stomach ache, we're not going to just start, you know, pushing our legs into our stomachs. It's, and yet we do this to ourselves all the time, you know, with things that are going on. So I think we owe ourselves a lot more gentleness than we give ourselves. Thank you for those questions. They let me get on my soapbox. So, yeah, and so Deborah says, so Elka says too much fat and not enough fiber. So the thing is, when people say gastro, it can mean so many things. I don't know really what it means. So people have to be more specific. And I think sometimes when people are asking these questions, it's like embarrassing to be more specific. But there's a big difference between constipation and diarrhea. Yeah. So you have to name the symptoms more clearly. Otherwise, if I tell you to do knees to chest and you have diarrhea, that's not the appropriate response. Yeah. So if it's too embarrassing to put on in a public forum, you can ask the question in a more private forum, because I would like to give an appropriate response to those things. Yeah. Any other questions before we say goodbye for today?
Happy New Year.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody. It was really great to hang out with you today. We are going to go and probably you're going to get this class ready to put up, right? Today. And I'm going to be planning more live classes and planning the 30-day challenge that's going to be on the other channel. So thanks so much for being here, everybody. I really appreciate your presence today. Namaste.
So you can wave bye-bye. You did play about 30 seconds behind, so I'll get you to wave bye-bye. And I will... Deborah had a virus, that's why.
Yeah, so with a virus, then knees to chest is going to be too aggressive.
Stephanie says she likes still to hear me too. apologies, my voice is too loud. Namaste, Deborah. Alright, so. Hi, everyone. Just let everybody type in namaste. Bye bye.